Good Wednesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to my Kicking Up Dust podcast. I'm recording this actually from Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. The Cardinals playing the Marlins this afternoon, so had the opportunity to come and attend the game, but certainly wanted to get something out on the markets today because it's been another very, very eventful day. Seeing more really of the same thing, and the biggest feature is short covering from the funds. We've got funds that were short corn, short soft red winter wheat, and it's been very evident the last 2 to 3 days how much of the buying that's taking place in the market has all been fund driven. A couple of reasons for that. Number one was Putin's attack on the Odessa port in Ukraine. That escalated again last night for the second night. We've seen pictures of the damage to some of the elevators there, and that has triggered the buying. Also, hot forecast out into next week. Of course, you know, if you're the opposite side of this, you'd say, guess what? It's summertime. It gets hot every year. But nonetheless, that's given an excuse maybe to some folks to jump back in the market again. And beans have kind of gone along for the ride as well. So, but really the wheat market, especially Chicago wheat and the corn, have been the big movers. Today, December corn bumped up against what I would consider a very key resistance area, the 50-day moving, the 50% retracement from the July low back to the June high. That was at 555. We closed just below that level here tonight. So one thing I would stress at this point, we don't know how long this market can run. You know, any day now, things could switch, and Putin says, okay, we're going to honor the trade deal again and back off, and then all of a sudden you see big selling in the markets. Fundamentals besides weather are still a little bit bearish, especially to corn and wheat right now, and so kind of keep that in mind at any day that could shift. So definitely want to consider put options and or those kinds of strategies, selling, buying calls, buying puts, things like that. Option-based strategies right now really make a lot of sense. So here's a rundown on tonight's close. September corn up 16 and 3 quarters at 545 and a half. December corn up 18 and a half at 553. August soybeans were actually down a half cent at 1491 and a half, but November beans up 13 and a half at 1408 and 3 quarters. September Chicago wheat, the star of the day, up 57 cents at 727 and 3 quarters. Kansas City September wheat up 39 and a half at 866 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis September wheat up 19 and 3 quarters at 897 and a quarter. December cotton up 150 at 83.75. March cotton up 141 at 83.63. September rice up 7 points at 15.64 and a half. October live cattle up 17 and a half cents at 183.72. September feeders down 67 cents at 249.32. And the October hogs up 25 cents at 81.72. The dollar corrected back up about 3/8 of a point. Closed right at 100 points even. August crude oil down 39 cents a barrel at 75.36. Gold was unchanged at 1981 an ounce. And the Dow up 98 points at 35,240. So again tonight, let's watch the weather forecast. They still call for hot temperatures out into, especially into week two. There were some people talking midday that maybe we're going to see some more moderate forecasts out into week three. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. You know, anything that might cause this thing to change a little bit, let's keep an eye on. But certainly view this as an opportunity for those who need to play catch up. Beans have traded back up to their winter highs again around that $14 mark of November beans. So good opportunity there to take advantage of if you got to get a few beans sold. Same with corn. And again, consider the option type trades if that helps you out. So with that, hope you have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.